Welcome to Coggeshall and to our special listening bench. If you sit here, you will be able to have a good digest of Coggeshall in the past. First, there is the road. What are now East and West Streets was once Stane Street, the second century Roman thoroughfare from St Albans to Colchester. The 9th Legion would have marched through here on its way to the Midlands and Wales to subdue unruly tribes. And later on, Oliver Cromwell's army came through here on its way to the siege of Colchester in 1648, guided by John Owen, the famous Puritan theologian and vicar of Coggeshall. By the 1950s, the road had become notorious. It was a congested A120, with lorries thundering past the medieval houses. You are also sitting in the medieval market, established in 1256. The whole area around you would have been much larger, with many small market stalls. To your right, you should be able to see the entrance to Bridge Street, where the fish and meat markets flourished. This place would have been dirty, smelly, and muddy. Just out of sight on your right is a large building jutting out into the street. Known until recently as the Cricketers' Pub, it dates from the 15th century and was the townhouse, centre of the meat market with the courtroom upstairs. Behind it was a meat and pie shop run by Thomas Hawkins in the 1570s, the first Coggeshall takeaway. Looking left down East Street, you will see a roof line which has changed little in 400 years. There was an inn here called the Crown, and nearby were the homes of several wealthy clothiers, supporters of the great cloth trade which made Coggeshall famous. On our left, where there are now shops, there was more of the market, and the house behind was once the home of Thomas Hopper, a road surveyor. His house was called Le Corner House, and there was a stream here with a bridge called Cat Corner Bridge. The whole village abounded in springs, streams, and wells. The pub behind us in Stoneham Street, called the Chapel, takes its name from the Abbot's Chapel in the middle of the road. The house was first recorded in 1353, and its most famous inhabitant was John Sewell, a local sheriff. In June 1381, he was trapped inside the building by the peasant mob, led by John Ball. Local legend says that he was killed, but in fact he was promoted to High Sheriff and given fishing rights in Mersey. The buildings right opposite us are not recorded very fully, because they belong not to the two main manors but to the manor of Coggeshall Hall, more than a mile away and now in the parish of Fearing. Two of them, the White Hart and Cavendish House, are venerable buildings of the 15th century, although the window in the top right corner of the hotel is an obvious fake. There were two pubs on the Bridge Street corner in the 18th century, the True Blue and the Green Dragon. The street itself was then known as Dragon Lane.